Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. My bad. I'm already ahead of my time, as per usual.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our show, Ignorant Millennials.
Yeah.
We're live. We made it onto visual footage now.
Yes, we made it to live visuals. The comments, the people were requesting that, yo.
People want to see our faces, man. Like, people get infatuated. They don't know who are these two... very informative guys, very curious guys, very talkative guys. But here we are, two guys, Ignorant Millennials is now visual.
Yes.
And before we start today's show, we're on episode 5 now.
We're on episode 5.
What a journey it's been. It's been 5 episodes of just like we've been learning, we've been sharing with people. The guys are talking to us. If you haven't watched our previous episode or listened to our previous podcast, we'd just like to announce that we're now on Spotify. We're now on Apple Podcast. You can catch us on LinkedIn. You can catch us now also on... We have a Facebook profile.
Yes, we have a Facebook profile.
We have a Twitter profile. We also have an Instagram handle. And you're watching this, obviously, on YouTube. So the handle is now what? Ignorant Millennials everywhere.
Yes.
All the platforms.
Besides on Instagram. Instagram is still Ignorant Millennial, but every platform is Instagram Millennials. That's Spotify. That's Instagram. Sorry, that's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's LinkedIn. The links will be provided at the bottom of the video here on YouTube if you're catching us on YouTube. Mm. But if you're not, I just gave you guys the links right there. So search for us there. But otherwise, how has your week been, man?
Had a good week, man. All of a sudden, look, today it's like a lot warmer, but it's been cold this week. Like for once, we're going to get like a cold winter. And I'm excited for that. Otherwise, it's been a great week, man. It's April. The year is flying by.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah,
oh, my God. Like,
winter is here.
How's your week been?
It's been very, 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 very productive. I mean, we managed to get ourselves on all these platforms.
And we've worked. Actually, shout out to Kat. He's actually worked together with D-Mac. D-Mac, greet the people, man. What's up? What's good,
people?
Are you well, man?
I'm all right, eh?
Nah, okay. Good things for the setup. And now it's a full-on production.
Yes.
But you had a good week.
I had a great week.
That's great.
And excited about winter, man. Pretty excited about winter itself.
Let's get into it. So, look, so far we've learned quite a lot, been able to share quite a bit with people, and we've been getting a lot of feedback on like what you guys want to talk about, what you'd want us to share more about. And our platform is for us to chat about what we're thinking about, and hopefully we have people who are going to engage. We're going to share what we know, and they'll tell us what's up. And today we're going to talk about the education system.
Yes, and a system which I feel has failed us in many ways, but primarily and from the financial side. Look, you go through high school. Some of us are not fortunate enough to study beyond high school. Some of us are, and even though we are, we don't get to study financial degrees.
Why don't they teach about money in school? Money, entrepreneurship, why don't they teach those things? I mean, I know they have, we probably had like those entrepreneurship weeks. Did you have that in school?
Yeah, we had them. We had them in primary.
And they don't do that in high school, man. Huh?
Yes.
They don't do that in high school. Maybe in, at least in my school. I don't know if they did it with you guys.
Nah, they didn't do it in high school, which is rather odd, hey? Because I think in high school, that's where it should be more prevalent, because that's when you're trying to show us kids that, there is another way to make money if all else fails because of your background. And so, because like, I mean, even if you go ahead, study university, study something else, even if you study something financial, but that you do not always have the financial sense that we make the biggest mistake buying the wrong expensive cars, getting the wrong type, like with credit, we don't know how to deal with credit. We don't know how to apply for credit, how to negotiate with credit. So, I don't know, man. I just have to say that, like, I'm disappointed with the whole education system.
So I think where it's sitting now, right? Mm-hmm. I think, and I don't know what your take is on it. So it's come to a point where I think entrepreneurship now has been viewed in the sense that a person, it has to come internally from them, which I agree, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to start a business. It's not easy to really be a self-starting person who can just be proactive and, you know, make things happen. But math isn't easy. Learning a new language isn't easy. Like, and those are all key things that you need as a person to be alive. And so is money. And how is that not something that is taught, right? So I have a problem with that. Okay. I have a problem with that. And the way now education, or rather how the system is set up, we all are trained to become really good employees. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that isn't all that should be learned when you are in, within the system, right?
Yeah.
You get like adults now, they don't know how to, you know, they don't know what to do with their money.
Yeah.
They don't know how to structure how their finances are meant to be.
Yeah.
And imagine being the smartest, most hardworking person in your workplace, around your friends, but towards like the last few days of the month, you're broke. That's a personal, those are personal issues that people have, but it could go a long way if those things are embedded as early as in primary and high school as well.
Why do you think we've been trained to become employees and not entrepreneurs? Is it is it maybe the adaptation of our education system? Are we adapting this education system from, say, westernized or whatever? Why do you think that's the case, though?
Look, I mean, people, you need to have a method or a mechanism of how do you equip people with skills, right? And that's what education is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with how it's being done now, but it's still limited.
Yes.
They should, in my opinion, this is very out there and very simplistic view of it. They should be, just like you have science, just like you have math, English, and physics, and whatever all these other subjects may be in school, there should be a money subject, should be a entrepreneurship subject. Like, have that in addition to the basic skills that you're equipping people with, so that when a person is out there into the world, they have the ability to make or create either employment for others, for themselves, and this. That is going to be one of the main things that are going to solve issues like the high unemployment rate in South Africa.
Yeah, and I have to say, I concur with you with that. I mean, like, if you did, like, mathematics, pure maths, not maths literacy from, like, grade 10 to your matric, even if you're of the older generation, you did a higher grade, standard grade.
Yeah.
One thing I did, like, who uses calculus, like, in the, like, we all did calculus, but like, who uses calculus? Like, you do that thing, and it's the reason why your meds mic is so pathetic sometimes. But what is, what is the use of calculus? Like, if you're not an engineer, or you're not a mathematician, or what is it, computational meds, whatever niggas there, what is the use? Like,
so I think, like,
the, why is that in our curriculum?
So I think that almost from the other angle to that is that there's also not enough people who are going into the professions where math is a big component of it. Because you do need more engineers, you do need more scientists, you do need more quantitative professionals, right? I think you do need a lot of those. However, to your point now, the average person in their daily lives, how much of the core things that are being taught are they being able to use in their daily lives? So to your point, I absolutely agree. I don't think, maybe logic.
Yeah.
Maybe logic. Yeah. Doesn't math at its core teach logic?
Yeah.
But that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think especially us millennials who went through those new curriculum phases where we had life orientation. I think one of the things that's disappointing is
life orientation a new thing?
Yes. Oh, you, it wasn't previously a mandatory. It wasn't even an existence.
There I'm exposing my age.
So
ignorance.
So I think it was it's disappointing in terms of the curriculum of life orientation was purely based on AIDS, pregnancy, like It was not for, and well, there was a bit of depression and so forth that was covered. But if we're saying this is life orientation, like life is not only just about health, then we might as well and make it health orientation. Yes.
Actually, I think we've actually just complicated
this. Yes.
Don't do like a drastic thing of adding maybe a new... Put it part of life orientation.
Yes.
There should be every year. You know how you had like those projects where you must like research what pregnancy is and like the abortion and the impact of that, which is great.
Yes.
Have them do a project about money, how to like run it. If you were whatever. Yes. You know how you can have like these career days, talk about what you want to do in your future. They should incorporate in them, if you were to start a business with your profession or with whatever you want to do with your career, they should incorporate that. And very early now, kids are learning, okay, if I was ever to start something, this is how I would do it. Because by the time kids leave school, they comfortably know what pregnancy is, what bullying is, what discrimination is about. Which is great social like issues for kids to learn and how to interact with others. But that element could be brought in. Because today, if you ask someone who's maybe just got out of high school or just got their degree, if you ask them, hey, you're starting to work now, you know, what do you do with your money? Do you think people know how to invest? Do you think they know, you know, how much to invest or what to invest in? Are they even thinking of investing?
Bruh, you're going very far. You're going very far. Like, take for example, like, let me say salute for with the whole driving license and whatever stuff being part of life orientation. But like, many of us want to start something in life, a company and so forth. But you find that when you're done or when you're working, you don't even know where you are supposed to go to register a company.
Okay.
Like, that's very scary. Like,
and that's a big issue.
Like, that should be something that... That's a big issue. Like, life orientation, you must know that there's CIPC.
Exactly.
And they deal with company registration.
Absolutely.
And this is how you would register for a company. Like, we don't know that. We don't know that you need a tax clearance certificate. There's a whole lot of stuff that we don't know.
And this isn't something that you should be able to, like, find out yourself. As I think... Excuse me, in varsity, right? So I did like an accounting sciences degree.
Yes.
So in varsity, you have like your commercial law, and in that process, they'll teach you and expose you to those things.
Yes.
But I mean, if you did like your medical degree or you did like an IT degree, and shout out to my ignorance if they actually do teach these things now, but I don't think or know that they do.
Yes.
If you're not in something that teaches you that, see about the CIPC and how to register your company.
Yes.
Where are you going to learn that?
Yes.
Right? And so many people want something to be perfect before they start it.
Yes.
And you're like, I want to start a company, but I don't know how to start.
Yes.
And then it dies there.
Yes. Or you have an idea. You want to, like, then you don't know that before you, if you have that idea.
Yes.
That's intellectual property at times. Mm. You need to register that intellectual property so that you go and get robbed by whoever you're pitching the idea to.
Yes.
So that you own the rights, you own the license. I mean, we've seen how licensing has become very important. I mean, Nese, I saw this week, AKA, he bought together with Chulewa Brands, I think it is. They bought the licensing rights for WWE.
Shout out to AKA
products. So what that means is that like your knickknack, well, WWE knickknacks and all those similar things. What's like
they put
drinks.
WWE branding on different like consumer items?
Yeah, so basically WWE already has their own consumer items, so they just bought the license
or
to
like
be,
those chips
to
and
distribute
like the t-shirts
because
I had the t-shirts like you you were uncool if you didn't have like those WWE t-shirts and then I think I had a John Cena one that was the guy
and he's gonna have his own flavor, but the whole point that I'm trying to bring is that like, can you see from a licensing perspective, like there's two ways we could have learned from our education system. Could have learned like A, you can license your own ideas and so forth. Then as well, what can happen, you can acquire licensing rights from somebody else and make money from that person's idea and so forth. Whereas traditionally, when we think entrepreneurship, we think innovation. It's not, entrepreneurship is not only about innovation, or being businessman is not only about innovation. It's sometimes about taking an existing thing and making it work for yourself or for your community. That's what it is about. So,
Look, and it's just that opportunistic mindset that you must have. Like, you can see where you can take advantage of